If you don't like spoilers, you might not want to listen to this next piece because it could spoil almost every other thriller that you see from here on out.
We understand the night of his demise, the family have gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday.
Knives Out, one of last year's buzziest films. It's supposed to be a thriller that is both funny and suspenseful. For most of the movie, you are not sure which, if any, of the star-studded cast is responsible for the demise of Harlan Thrombey. It's his death that lies at the center of the mystery.
How was it, by the way?
The party? Pre my dad's death? Oh, it was great.
But in a recent video for Vanity Fair, Knives Out director Rian Johnson reveals an industry secret that could make the ending less surprising.
Apple, they let you use iPhones in movies, but, and this is very pivotal if you're ever watching a mystery movie, bad guys cannot have iPhones on camera.
Paige Leskin saw Johnson's video. She's a tech reporter at Business Insider, and she investigated Apple's guidelines on how their products are used on screen.
They say, quote, the Apple product is shown only in the best light in a manner or context that reflects favorably on the Apple products and on Apple Inc.
Now, if you're a TV or movie insider, this maybe comes as no surprise. In 2002, fans of the espionage thriller 24 noticed a trend.
Jack Bauer and a bunch of the agents are often just seen using Macs while the bad guys are using PCs.
We're going to put an end to this.
Sir, I don't know what the people here have been telling
me. I know why you want me dead, Mr. Bauer.
Want you dead, Senator?
And so one fan predicted who the bad guy was before it was ever revealed on the show. And Paige, in her research, found tons of similar cases.
There's examples in Legally Blonde. Elle Woods uses a very bulky MacBook while everyone else at Harvard, including her ex, all use PCs.
Hi, my name is Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to make...
In Austin Powers, he uses a MacBook.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
In You Got Mail, Meg Ryan's bookstore uses a MacBook, while Tom Hanks's bookstore, the big mega corporation, they use PCs.
I turn on my computer. I go online.
Welcome.
And my breath catches in my chest until I hear three little words.
You got mail. What? I had no idea. Moviegoers, beware.
If this is something that gets out that more and more people start to know, it definitely could spoil endings and spur fan theories and predict endings that producers don't want you to know.
We reached out to Samsung for comment on which characters could use their products. We have not yet heard back.